Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Genesis chapter 14, verses 18 through 20.
And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram by God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." And Abram gave him a tenth of everything.
Now today's devotional reflection. Genesis chapter 14 reveals hostility among the kings of Canaan. In verses 1 through 12, the battle of nine kings is described. But the tenth king does not take part in the rebellion. This tenth king appears to be greater than all the rest. In verses 13 through 16, we learn that Abram defeated five kings with an army of 318 skilled men and saved his nephew Lot, who was taken in the rebellion. In verse 17, Abram returns victorious, and in verses 18 through 20, Melchizedek, king of Salem, brings out bread and wine because he is the priest of God Most High and blesses Abram. Genesis 14:20 reports Abram giving this priest king a tenth of the spoils. Notably, the chapter portrays Abram as more significant, yet Melchizedek appears more prominent. Melchizedek's greatness is seen in his generosity, blessing, and righteousness. Genesis is the book of firsts, so we witness the first covenant meal. Melchizedek's priesthood is noted, suggesting the meal is more than benevolence. Abram lacked righteousness, the very thing Melchizedek appears to possess inherently. So at the table of covenant, Melchizedek blesses Abram. Melchizedek's blessing is twofold. First, Melchizedek stands between heaven and earth, blessing Abram and praising God. Melchizedek stands in the position of righteous mediator. In the course of time, Abram's offspring will occupy this position after Melchizedek's blessing. So Melchizedek speaks the blessings of God to the man who, in the next chapter, receives righteousness by faith in God's promises. Later, as God's covenant unfolds with Abraham, we see Abraham and his heirs become a mighty nation of royal priests inhabiting Melchizedek's Salem. Remember, Salem becomes Jerusalem. In the redemption storyline, Melchizedek is crucial in communicating blessing to Abraham and pointing to the more excellent king of righteousness, Jesus, who will come from Abraham's line. So thousands of years before Jesus sat at the covenant table and broke the bread and passed the cup to his disciples, Abram, who became Abraham, sat with Melchizedek, also at the table of covenant, and receives a blessing which points to a greater reality. We will finish the thought of God's greater reality next time.